The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, this is what I command my people, listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts, and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me nor heed me. They have stiffened their necks, and they have done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is a nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear my voice, harden not your hearts. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. And some of them said, by the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others to test him, ask him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will lay waste, and the house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his place, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, did we hear God this morning? Again, he says to us, thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Again, you've heard me say this a million times. I need to listen. You need to listen. When we pray, we gotta do more listening in prayer than we talking. We must. We cannot just say a bunch of prayers and say, I got my prayer time in. Our prayer must be, okay, God, speak. I am listening. Tell me what you want me to do. If not, we just keep doing what we want and ask God to bless it. That isn't a relationship. That's God using God as a slave. Give me what I want or I'll be mad. So, today, let us really reaffirm and begin again that every day I must listen to the Lord. It begins by listening to him in his word. It begins by listening to him when he speaks to us at the Mass. It begins by listening to him in silence so that we have one purpose, to do God's holy will. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.